DW.
That's the sound of the world's first bike prototype rolling over the pavement. The bicycle was basically invented 200 years ago by Baron Karl von Drais, a native of Karlsruhe in southwestern Germany. The bike's loud because its wheels are made completely of wood, as is the rest of the machine. And it's heavy too. It also lacks the pedals and chains of modern bicycles, instead relying on foot power, explains bike expert Martin Hauger.
It's ridiculously easy to ride. You just keep a foot on the ground and kick alternatively with your left and right foot, and then you start to roll.
When Karl von Drais invented his running machine in 1817, Central Europe was devastated by decades of war and a string of miserable summers. Horses, the main means of transportation back then, were slaughtered as harvests failed and starvation set in.
Feed prices were exorbitant and oat prices had increased massively, which is what inspired Mr. Drais to continue his efforts to invent a machine powered by humans. And then he had this marvellous idea.
The running machine became an instant craze, but died out just as quickly. Riding proved unpleasant on the abysmal roads of the day, and sidewalks became no-go zones. Cities such as Milan, Rome and London, and even Calcutta in India, were quick to ban Drais's invention.
There was tension between well-off citizens walking on the pavements and in the parks, where it was enjoyable to ride on. Similar to the situation today, people felt harassed by cyclists.
But although it proved a commercial failure, the running machine inspired inventors to tinker with the design. So, over the next 60 years, bikes gained pedals, started to be manufactured from metal which made them lighter, they grew a giant wheel at the front to create the penny farthing, and then they shrank in size again. By the late 1880s, the modern bike had arrived, explains bike collector Dominique Lefebvre.
After that, mixing with ingredients, something happened. Someone made a bicycle that has the form that we know. Two similar wheels in front and in back, but with a chain and pedals, chain acting on the back wheel. So that makes a machine that has only 15 to 20 kilos, that's not dangerous anymore, and that was the first modern bicycle.
200 years after the bike's invention, Karlsruhe, like many other European cities, is experiencing an urban bike boom. In the past decade, the number of trips made by bike has increased by more than 10%. Now, more than a quarter of all journeys in Karlsruhe are done on two wheels.
Because it's the best. Because it's fun. Because I don't want a car that stinks up the environment. And because it's good for me.
Avoiding traffic jams, plus it's faster and you can ride wherever you want.
Wenn ich Fahrrad fahre, fühle ich mich einfach frei, die ganze, also Luft um mich rum zu spüren.
When I ride my bike, I just feel free. I can feel the air and wind and see other people.
Also Fahrradfahren fühlt sich einfach an.
Bike riding is just so easy and I like the speed rush.
Weil es das normalste Verkehrsmittel ist. Und
it's lovely and flexible and a bit anarchic and it's fast.
Man ist sehr schnell.
Although modern bikes are fast, comfortable and practical to ride, they still have a hard time replacing cars when it comes to hauling goods or transporting kids. That's why many are hoping that cargo bikes, that is, bikes fitted with a big transport tub at the front, can further rid cities of polluting cars and diesel trucks. Arne Berenson is a cargo bike expert.
We have in many cities problems with air quality in Germany, mostly because of the diesel scandal and just too much cars polluting our cities, and there's not enough space for all these cars. And cargo bikes are space efficient, cost efficient, and a very fun thing for cities, people in cities. And that's of course a big advantage for living quality in cities and for reducing air pollution.
The concept of cargo bikes isn't new, says Berenson, who's touring Germany with a cargo bike roadshow so that people can try out different models.
Urban transport in the 20s, 30s and 40s in Europe was very much done with cargo bikes as well. They were just forgotten and disappeared in the age of the car industry.
What is new is making cargo bikes as light and zippy as possible and adding batteries to turn them into electric cargo bikes. These e-cargo bikes are catching on. Last year, for example, Germans bought more electric cargo bikes than electric cars. I'm especially eager to give one a try, considering that earlier in the day I'd hauled about 20 kilos of shopping home on my bike.
All right. Here I go. Oh.
The electric motor kicks in and I fly silently along the road without having to pedal much at all. It's amazing. But if innovations such as these electric cargo bikes encourage even more people and companies to use bikes, one thing's for sure, bike riders don't necessarily need more innovation, but simply more space on the road. This is Kate Hairsign for DW in Karlsruhe.
DW